You've been strong this morning on the Carlton Footy Club, and the dialogue around from two of their most influential off-field operators, Chris Judd, who's the footy director, and also Kane Little, the CEO, in relation to their attitude to a priority pick. So it's opportune that Kane Little, the CEO of the Carlton Footy Club, joins us this morning. Kane, welcome.
Morning, Gary. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kane.
Nice to have you on. We've been reading and listening with great interest to your attitude, I guess, to the fact that you're not wanting to go down the priority pick path. Can you explain to us and the Carlton supporters why that wouldn't be something that's on your radar?
Yeah, well, thanks for the opportunity to talk. Until we read the article that Jake wrote on Saturday, the issue of a priority pick hadn't even been discussed internally. You know, we've got a clear plan, and I feel like I'm going over old territory a lot now about this plan, but when you decide to cut a list back by 42 players over 3 years, you appreciate that at some point there's going to be a compounding effect of all that change, and we're experiencing that right now. What we didn't plan for was the huge array of injuries that we've managed to receive this year, which has just increased that instability that we see on the field. And the reason the priority pick wasn't even thought about and hasn't been mentioned and we're not interested in it is, you know, we're really confident in the plan, and we're really confident in the kids that we've been able to bring in. And everyone understands that it just takes time for those kids to develop. And anyone who would have seen our game on Saturday, you know, would have seen a few more kids sort of stepping up. Thought Paddy Dow, you know, in patches was outstanding. And Petrovsky Seaton, who comes off a really interrupted pre-season, probably had his best game for the year. Lockie Plowman, another one with a really interrupted pre-season. And I won't bore you with all the guys we had sitting on the sidelines, but, you know, we feel like we're in a good place and we're on the right track. So for us, the priority pick is just not even something we're considering and not even something we're interested in.
Hey, Kane, you've won one game this year. The last 5 years, the club's had an average percentage of 74. You've won 25% of your games in the last 4 years. Why wouldn't you just put your hand out there and ask for some assistance?
Yeah, well, it's the whole, the putting your hand out, I'm personally not all that comfortable with. As I said, we've come up with a plan, and when you make as savage a list cuts as we have over 3 years, you've just got to expect to go through what we're going through now. And
so what makes you uncomfortable about putting your hand out?
Putting your hand out would potentially suggest that you're not in control of the situation.
I don't think it does. I think it just means that there is the possibility of getting greater assistance from the AFL and getting there maybe possibly quicker.
Yeah, I can see how you may think that. We just don't share that view. We're really comfortable with the track we're headed on. As I said, we've got a number of players sitting on the sidelines who will be back after the bye. And to be honest, I think by the time we get to the end of the year, the priority pick wouldn't even be a consideration for Carlton anyway. So we're just keen to knock it on the head and move on.
So you think by the end of the year, I mean, at this stage you've won one game, how many games do you think you're sort of talking quite positively and optimistically about, say, the second half of the year? How many games have you, in your own mind, penciled in that the club are going to win this season then?
Yeah, I think we've consistently mentioned that we don't want to put a ceiling on the capability. I can't tell you how many we're going to win. You know, as you've correctly pointed out, we're coming off a low base early in the year.
Yep.
But I can't stress anymore that we are really confident in the direction we're headed. And as I said, I think you'll see a different Carlton after the break when we start getting some of these players back.
The other thing that you could do, I think, probably that can, you know, help you shore up the potential of this team is to sign Patrick Cripps and Charlie Curnow on long-term deals. Are you in discussion with their managers now about that?
We are with all players who are approaching coming out of contract, we are in discussions with both those players, and I've got no reason to think that that those extensions you talk about won't be finalised in the near future.
Kane, how many years do you reckon you might be able to sign both those players to?
I'd probably need to defer to Soss. He's the man who manages the contracts.
Would you be looking at five-year type deals?
Oh, look, as I sit here right now, the way they're playing, you'd absolutely be looking at those sorts of deals. I mean, you talk about our list and where the excitement and where the improvement's going to come from. I mean, if you're a Carlton supporter or a Carlton member and you're watching those two run around, you've got complete confidence in our future.
So how does that marry up when you're doing your list management and, the speculation that you might want to target a big out-of-contract free agent maybe or someone of that ilk? Where does that all sit in terms of prioritising Cripps and Charlie and then maybe someone else?
Yeah, well, I mean, Cripps and Charlie are already here and we're already in those sorts of discussions. Just by virtue of the demographics of our list being so young, there's going to be an opportunity for us to go and target those free agents you're referring to. And Soss, you know, Soss's plan was to go to the draft for 3 years, which he's done. And I've mentioned a few times, as I look at it now, we're really comfortable with what we've drafted. Whether that's completely right will take a few years to confirm. But we definitely do need to start balancing up, you know, bringing kids in with bringing some mature age players and bodies in, because, again, going over old territory here, but we don't have a lot in that sort of 24, 25, 26-year-old age group. And, yeah, we're certainly looking to add some players in that area.
Are you embarrassed at all that you've got a Friday night contract that is probably more suited to Hawthorn or a Richmond of yesteryear?
No, I'm not embarrassed at all. In actual fact, some of those exciting plays that I spoke about, Curnow and Cripps, they're the exact kind of plays you want to see on Friday nights. And, you know, as we improve our consistency and our players get a little bit more experience, you know, I've got no doubt we're exactly the sort of club that you want to see on a Friday night. And let's not forget that, you know, we do have one of the biggest supporter bases in the AFL, and Friday night's largely about broadcast audiences. So whilst I appreciate we've been inconsistent in recent times and some of those Fridays haven't gone so well, I've got no doubt as we move into the future, you'll see a vast improvement. And as I've said many times, premierships are won and lost on the big stage, and we'll take all the practice we can get.
Yeah, it's not your fault. In fact, you'd be absolutely over the moon. But it is hard to reconcile how, with your record, that you could have as many of these marquee games as you have.
Yeah, look, it's a valid point. You mentioned Richmond there, and having spent 8 years there, I remember, you know, Brendan Gale having to deal with the same questions 2 years ago, and things can turn around pretty quickly. So, as I said, we're focused on improving our consistency, continuing to get games into these young guys, and as I said, I think the Curnows and the Crips of this world will be very popular on Friday night footy in the future.
Talking to Kane Little, the Carlton CEO, it's 12 minutes to 8 o'clock. Brendan Bolton and his contract. There's been a lot of discussion around this, Kane. What is his status right now with his contract? How many years has he been contracted for at the Carlton Footy Club?
Yeah, look, there's a bit of a play on words here because I keep hearing contract. As am I. Brendan is employed under an employment agreement here, and yes, it's a unique situation, but it's something that worked for us and Brendan and his management, and something we're really happy with. There's no expiry date on that contract. There's protection built in for both Brendan and for the club, and as Brendan and his management and myself have consistently stated, we're really happy with the situation as it stands.
So is that a rolling contract? Is that a month by month? I mean, what termination sort of triggers are there?
Yeah, it's an employment agreement. And as with players and staff, we sort of wouldn't normally go into detail about that. So, as I said, there's protection built in for both of us. And you know, the three most important parties, which is the club, the coach and his management, are all happy with how it is.
Hey, Kane, we appreciate you jumping on this morning.
We do.